Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:10 on Cambridge Breakfast, and shoppers at the Grafton are in for a treat later this year. Harry Spector's will be launching its first ever store after being crowned winner of the popular Grow at the Grafton initiative. The local social enterprise, which has won 29 industry awards in 5 years for its handcrafted luxury chocolates, has signed an initial 12-month lease at the Cambridge Shopping Centre and will begin trading in late autumn. Mona Shah, co-owner of Harry Spector's, is here. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, you were up against 76 other businesses. Tell us a little bit about the process.
Well, applications were open for enterprises and businesses with a unique idea or something, you know, a slight different twist, independent retailers. And we just put an application in. We weren't really expecting anything. We weren't even really looking to go into retail, but this just came up and we thought it's just a brilliant initiative and it would have been a unique opportunity if we had one, which we have.
Fantastic.
You've been running since, I think, 2011. So where do you sell from at the moment?
So we sell online and to corporates like PwC, Lloyds Bank, big corporates, as well as a few boutique hotels.
So these are the sort of things when you get into your hotel room at night and you find a little chocolate on the pillow.
Is that sort of thing?
Very nice.
So you're also there's also a social enterprise aspect to the business. Tell us a little bit about that.
So my husband Shaz and I started this because we have a son and his name's Ash. He's 21 and he's autistic. Mm-hmm. So we were worried about what he was going to do once he left special needs school and full-time education. Mm-hmm. Speaking to other parents, they had the same concerns. Just to give you a bit of background about that, there are over 500,000 adults with autism of working age in the UK. Mm. Of those, only 16% are in any kind of employment.
Right.
Over 60% of those on benefits are desperate to work, willing to work, but there are no opportunities for them. So naturally, we just thought, you know, we'd do something for our son and for others like him. And
I see.
So Ash works with you, does he, in the business?
He's still in full-time education at Westover College.
Okay.
But he does come on the weekends and during half-term. Mm. But being 21 right now, all he's interested in are girls.
Girls like chocolates, don't they? So that seems a fairly straightforward, seamless business for him to go into. Well, what makes your chocolate special then?
Well, they're all gluten-free and made from fresh ingredients, so we don't use any oils, either essential natural oils or artificial flavours or anything like that. So if you have like an orange caramel, it's going to have freshly zested orange and orange juice. And that's all, it's just pure ingredients with fresh cream.
So that must be quite challenging, I would have thought. For example, the hot weather that we had last week, trying to run a chocolate business when you've got temperatures of 38.1 degrees Celsius.
Especially
outside.
With online, we delayed sending out orders for a couple of days, but just because we really didn't want to, but we have been using ice gel packs.
Okay.
So at least people get some.
I guess if you're going to corporates, they're going to be getting quite a few in one go. So it maybe makes it easier to pack up than if you were just, I don't know, sending to individuals.
Individuals are always a bit tricky, and our online sales have been doubling year on year. So it's just that, come teachers' gifts and stuff at term events, time for term to close. It's been really popular this time around.
So how will you change, if you've been going to previously for the corporate sector, how will you change things when you get to open the store in the Grafton?
Well, we have been catering to individual customers through our online store.
Right, okay.
Since we launched, and it's just a really exciting opportunity to have that face with our customers, because the local community has been so supportive all this time. We started from a tiny kitchen at the back of our house, raised investment, moved to a proper production unit in Ely, outgrew that. Like, we moved it 3 years ago and outgrew that the first year, and now moving to bigger premises, still in Cambridgeshire. Just means that this is like another opportunity to basically expand and grow and improve our social impact. Because obviously the more chocolates we sell, the more people we employ. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. And for us, it's always been like, it's a great product and a great cause. All our awards for the chocolates as well as the...
I was going to say, what's the figure of the awards I've been given here now? 29 industry awards.
Yes, that's...
In five years, that's... That's six a year.
We've run seven this year alone so far.
And it's July.
Yes.
That's one a month.
And these are from the Academy of Chocolate and the Guild of Fine Food.
So what's your background? I mean, you've been doing this for 5 years.
6 years.
Five, 6 years. Yes. But before that, I mean, were you quite heavily involved in the chocolate? Nothing at all. This has just come out of nowhere.
I just love chocolate, but my background's in corporate governance. Okay. I used to work for CPFT, Cambridge and Peterborough.
Okay.
And it's Foundation Trust. And Shaz, my husband, is a digital design engineer. I used to work for Samsung and CSR. So we just both.
I just imagine, how did the conversation happen? You both sort of looked at each other one day and said, you know how we're very corporate? Should we just like give up and start making chocolate in the kitchen for the rest of our lives?
I think about something like that, yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's working out so well. Yeah. And you have a 12-month lease, do you?
Yes,
from,
we do. Yes.
From the Grafton, as the winners of this Grow at the Grafton initiative. What do you get? Are they literally giving you the whole shop for a year?
They are, yes.
Wow.
I mean, it's such an amazing initiative. It just shows the commitment the Grafton and Legal in general have towards making sure independent retailers thrive, because, you know, it's such a challenging environment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, very much so.
And just to be able to be given this opportunity to test the new store, see how it goes free of charge,
It's superb.
It's amazing. And they just gave us a choice of three units. You know, you go for it. Of course, we chose the biggest one.
Okay. Whereabouts is it? Who are you next to?
So it's next to Debenhams.
Okay.
It used to be the old EE shop.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
It's got a massive frontage, which I can hardly wait to decorate.
Yeah, that's right
absolutely
in the centre.
Superb. Mm. And you fund the decoration, or are they helping you a little bit with that as well?
They're really supporting us in so many different ways, like telling us, because obviously this is our first time ever, so it's very exciting and very scary.
Mm.
And I did tell them, you know, this is our first time, we need help. And so the team at the Grafton have been brilliant, giving me contacts with shop fitters, and I mean interior designers, and you know whatever else that I need.
I guess as well, what they want to do is to make sure that when your 12 months are up, you have made such a success of your business that you then say to them, "Oh, we'd like to renew the release, please. Here's a check."
Precisely, and you know, there's like there's no pressure. You can see how it goes. They'll help you every step of the way. They have retail specialists who will help us along the way to make sure that we do make it a success. And after this first store, and we are quite hopeful that it will be a success with the support of the local community, as they always have done, we're looking to open more stores then.
I think the only danger is possibly if you're in the Grafton, nobody will realise you're an independent store, will they?
And that's up to us how we raise that brand awareness, how we tell people exactly who we are.
No, absolutely. Well, best of luck. When do you open? Do you have a date yet?
It's late autumn.
Autumn.
The store will be handed over to us in September.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, quite tight deadlines.
Yeah.
September's quite exciting because we'll be moving to the new unit. We'll have to move house so that we're closer to the new unit.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. The shop, and our daughter's getting married.
Okay. So I predict at least another 7 awards by the time you get to September, because you're obviously like superpower people, just doing everything all at once. Fantastic.
It's just all falling together away. So
you just know that the wedding reception, there'll be a little chocolate, isn't there,
on
every
God,
place.
Yeah. Yes.
Mona, thank you very much.
No, thank you so much for
coming us in. Mona, who's a co-owner of Harry Spector. I should have asked, where does the name Harry Spector come
from? That's something my son came up with. His name's Ash, of course, but it's just Harry Spector or something. And because we employ autistic people, it's all about autism, just thought it's just fitting to use the name that you came up with.
That's fair enough. I was wondering when the interview was first being set up, I was thinking, aren't they giving us Mr. Spector's to speak to? We have Mrs. Spector
instead.
All very
suits.
Thanks very much, Mona.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.